This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, March 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom elevates Nemeth to cabinet. SGMA following raises fee issue, and Ag happy with SEC climate reporting rule. Nemeth to advise Newsom on sites, VAs, and Colorado. Governor Newsom has appointed Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth to advise his office on water priorities. In addition to her current job, Nemeth will be the point person for some of the state's greatest water issues, many of which already fall within the purview of the department. Nemeth will lead the implementation of Newsom's strategy for expanding the water supply, repairing shrinking canals, negotiating a Colorado River plan beyond 2026, and rolling out a set of voluntary agreements, VAs, for Delta flows. After 6 years as director and many more in the water world, Nemeth has an intimate knowledge of water infrastructure issues. But her new role elevates her to the governor's cabinet, reporting directly to Newsom rather than Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot. The governor had previously tasked Crowfoot to personally shepherd the VAs to adoption. Remember, it's not the first time Newsom has circumvented a cabinet member by appointing an advisor. Soon after he took office, Newsom appointed former CDFA Secretary Bill Lyons as his ag liaison, creating a direct conflict with the current CDFA Secretary, Karen Ross. Lyons worked closely on VAs, but abruptly quit in 2020, just after Newsom filed a lawsuit against Trump-era biological opinions governing Delta fish protections, which stalled the VAs. Newsom lost his economic advisor the same year when Lenny Mendonca, who hailed from a Turlock dairy family, quit to deal with job-related anxiety and depression. On that note, DWR has completed aerial mapping surveys for all medium and high priority groundwater basins. The program recruited a helicopter to fly a massive electromagnet ring over the Central Valley to scan the Earth's subsurface, penetrating to depths of 1,000 feet. The data has helped to inform groundwater sustainability plans and to identify recharge sites. SGMA following to drop water board revenue. With the first year's fee discussions today, Bob Gore, senior advisor to the Gualco Group, is once again warning that SGMA following will disrupt the water board's revenue system. Fewer acres in production will lead to a drop in fees for the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. At a hearing this week, Gore, who represents the California Association of Wine Grape Growers and several other water districts, called for restructuring IRLP. He pointed out that farmland along the Kings River has shrunk from about 850,000 acres before SGMA to less than 700,000 today. Gore saw hope in CDFA's initiative to streamline water board permits through a central reporting hub, which aims to reduce costs and subsequent fees. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Ag groups prevail. SEC scales back climate regs. Farm groups are cheering the Securities and Exchange Commission decision to soften the blow of a climate disclosure rule. As had been expected for some time, the final regulations for corporations require disclosure only of what are known as Scope 1 and Scope 2 greenhouse gas emissions. Scope 3 emissions, those that occur in a company's supply chain, will be exempt. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, said, quote, farmers are committed to protecting the natural resources they've been entrusted with, and they continue to advance climate-smart agriculture, but they cannot afford to hire compliance officers just to handle SEC reporting requirements. He added, quote, this is especially true for small farms that would have likely been squeezed out of the supply chain. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler downplayed the rule's potential impact on farmers when it was introduced 2 years ago, but he was nevertheless forced to drop the Scope 3 coverage. The final rule only applies to greenhouse gas emissions a company produces itself and those associated with its energy consumption. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Upper and lower Colorado River basins submit dueling post-2026 proposals. An upper versus lower basin feud over a framework for Colorado River water cuts following current guidelines 2026 expiration reached a new milestone Wednesday, with the states on both sides submitting clashing proposals to the Bureau of Reclamation. The lower basin plan, backed by negotiators from California, Nevada, and Arizona, calls for all seven Colorado River states to share the burden of future cuts. In contrast, the proposal from Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, the upper basin states, recommends that any reductions to their users' water allocation be voluntary and separate from any final guidelines. Now, keep in mind, each half of the basin is entitled to 7.5 million acre feet of water under the Colorado River Compact of 1922, though both are also subject to their own framework for reductions. The upper basin states' cuts vary based on snowpack and runoff. These states are required to leave at least 7.5 million acre feet of water per year in Lakes Powell and Meade. This has led the upper basin to use less water in recent years. For example, these states utilize only 3.5 million acre feet of their 7.5 million acre foot allocation in 2021. The lower basin states used around 7 million acre feet. Spending minibus sails through the House. Looks like Congress is going to avoid a government shutdown once again. The House yesterday overwhelmingly passed a package of spending bills that cover six sections of the government, and that includes USDA, the Interior Department, and EPA. The House approved the bill 339-85. Some 132 Republicans joined 207 Democrats in voting for the package, which should easily get Senate approval. The legislation fully funds the WIC nutrition program and includes new provisions intended to address concerns about foreign acquisition of U.S. farmland. But there's also cuts to a variety of other programs and departments. Well, here's today's They Said It. The project has come a long way, and it's exciting to see how close we are to the finish line. That Representatives Mike Thompson and Doug LaMalfa in an op-ed for the Enterprise Record, urging state and federal agencies to, quote, keep up the pace and progress with permitting the Sites Reservoir project. The Democrat and Republican represent portions of the Sacramento Valley and have long agreed on the need for Sites to store more water in the wet years. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, March 7th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.